This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a hospital follow-up visit on Charlene Robinson, period. The date was May 16, 2022. This is a redictation as the initial dictation with the job number 0516-142 came up empty. Ms. Robinson was seen in her own apartment on Smith Street on May 16, 2022. Ms. Robinson was in the hospital with COPD and congestive heart failure, period. She had low blood pressure and needed much diuresis in the hospital, period. She also has chronic kidney disease, period. She is clear mentally, but she's not doing well physically now, period. She spent about 2 weeks at MediLodge, which is post-acute and rehab center in a nursing home building, period. She was there 2 weeks, period. She still has a cough but and a mild amount of sputum that's white, but that's better than when she was in the hospital, period. She's not having chest pain when seen and no nausea or vomiting, period. There are no GIU complaints. She's voiding reasonably well, period. She has quite a bit of edema, but it's definitely better than it was when she was at the hospital, period. She was found to have atrial fibrillation, period. And there's an anticoagulation with Eliquis, period. Her COPD is fairly severe, as is her heart failure, but she does walk a little bit, but mainly mobilized in a wheelchair, period. She's still getting physical therapy, period. She needs continuous oxygen, 4 liters a minute, and her O2 saturation is 95% today, period. That's May 16th. She has osteoarthritis, especially of the hips, and to some extent diffusely, period. New paragraph. She does have diabetes mellitus, which has been relatively stable, period. She denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. She continues a metformin and glyburide, but does not need insulin, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, and there's no hypoglycemic symptoms such as excessive sweating, no tremor or palpitations, period. She left the ECF on May 13, 2022, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills. I know no complaints. Respiratory. She gets dyspnea early and gets exhaustion. Cardiovascular. No current chest pain. Occasionally gets palpitations. She does have atrial fibrillation. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has arthritis of the hips, and she has arthritis of the knees, period. Ambulation is difficult with the walker, although she can do a few steps. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. No undue cold intolerance, period. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, COPD, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis of the hips, rhinitis, hypercholesterolemia, mixed stress and urinary incontinence, chronic gout, diabetes mellitus type 2. New paragraph, examination. She was not acutely distressed, but a bit debilitated, period. Blood pressure 100 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate 17, O2 saturation 95%, temperature 97.4, head and neck, pupil equal reactive light, eyelids and tongue inside the normal, extraction wounds intact. All mucosa are normal, ears normal inspection. Lungs, head, diminished breath sounds, no ears that crackle. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no valve, no murmur. Abdomen. obese, soft, and non-tender, if not stopped at any organomegaly.
Demanding that they explain why they dropped charges on this guy and try to blow up a police car. They must explain why they did that, and then when we get the majority back after the midterm election, we have to use the Judiciary Committee, other committees in the House, to demand answers and hold them accountable.
Steve and I have talked about this offline. I know you won't mind me sharing this, but if the Republicans or when the Republicans take back power, this is one of the worries that says stuff won't get done, Congressman, because we've seen it time again. Republicans squander their opportunity once in power, defunding these military woke programs, defunding all these efforts to intimidate Americans and Americans. It has to be done to save our freedom.
Lungs had diminished breath sounds without wheezes, period. Percussion was unremarkable. Then CNS cranial is a normal sensation intact.
For example, he's getting ready to look into situations like this. The American people and our voters are demanding it. We will not let them down on that front.
And how, Stephen, important is it when Republicans get back into power to expose what this big government socialism has done to small business across America, which is being crushed right now in this inflation?
Well, my proposal is that they need to seriously...
Hands up with normal sensations intact. Must the skeletal exam reveal thickening of the knees and shoulder the motion is normal, no acute joint inflammation? Paragraph. Skin was intact, warm and dry without major lesions. Paragraph assessment of plan. One, Mrs. Robinson has severe COPD and she will be getting home care and we will continue. Oxygen at 4 liters a minute. And she has Ventolin HMA 2 puffs available every 6 hours as needed.
We're going to bring you the most dire warning about the economy I've ever heard, and I mean ever heard in moments.
Period.
Plus,
two, she has congestive heart failure. And also chronic kidney disease, period. The edema is worse than we're adding Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, period. Her blood pressure stands low unless she's on lighter than 2.5 milligrams 3 times a day, period.
To make the right decision, yet lacking the
means. Reach atrial fibrillation, and I will continue. The ELEC is 5 milligrams twice a day, and her heart rate is stable, period. Four, she has hypothyroidism, and I'll continue to live with thyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. Five, she has diabetes mellitus 2, which is controlled, and I'll continue metformin 500 milligrams daily, plus glimepiride 4 milligrams daily, period. She's no longer in prednisone and metalazone, period. She's no longer in protonic cenciosamide, period.
Donate now at jhm.org/SOH or call the number on your screen. Thank you and God bless you.
United We Pledge is a nonprofit organization. We are dedicated to providing educational opportunities for youth and families.
We've added Trelegy for the COPD and Fluticasone nasal spray, 2 sprays daily for nasal congestion, period. We'll monitor the hemoglobin A1C, period.
Educational buildings will feature references of key historic buildings and realistic portrayals of historical figures who helped build our nation.
We're thrilled to ask that home care was made, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
76 consecutive marathons in cities between the original American buildings and the future home.